Counseling question 19. Outline a comprehensive counseling program to help a couple develop good communication patterns. My response. Both of my faithful shepherds have counseled me regarding marriage and communication concerns. Joey Newton and Parker Reardon of Newtown Bible Church have many outlines and homeworks that are useful in counseling. Below is a general outline based off of Parker's sessions with me and my wife. I would use these as the primary teaching sessions and homework analysis. Many sessions may be needed before these to collect data, assess salvation, and correct some immediate concerns to create hope. The supremacy of Christ and God's sovereignty are the threads interwoven through all of these sessions. This is a flexible guideline. God and His role for marriage is first in this series, because we cannot begin to work out the imperative of godly marriage behaviors until we deeply grasp how the marriage relationship is a picture of the gospel and what God has done for believers through Christ. Many other homeworks, topics, and counseling methods would be considered based on the couple's progress and needs. Session 1, God's Blueprint for Marriage. Teach the purposes of marriage. Genesis 2, verse 18, Genesis 1, verse 28, Genesis 1, verse 26, Ephesians 5, verses 22 through 32, and Genesis 2, verse 24. Teach the priority of marriage. Genesis 2, verse 24, Matthew 19, verse 5, Ephesians 5, verse 31. Teach the purity in the marriage relationship. Proverbs 5, verse 15, Hebrews 13, verse 4. Teach the perspiration of the marriage relationship. Proverbs 14:23, 1 Peter 3, 1, verse 2, verse 7, Proverbs 24, verses 30 through 34. Teach the permanence of the marriage relationship. Malachi 2:13 through 16, Matthew 19:5 through 6, Proverbs 5:19. Teach the preeminence of God in marriage. Colossians 1:18, Matthew 6:33. Complete Wayne Mack's Preparing for Marriage God's Way, pages 1 through 28. Sessions 2 and 3. Husband and wife commands from God's Word. Teach the biblical principles for the husband. John 3:16, Ephesians 5:25, verses 28 through 29. Ephesians 1 Peter 3, verse 7. John 10, verse 27. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. Teach the biblical principles for the wife. John 3:16, Proverbs 31, Ephesians 5, verse 22, 1 Peter 3, 1 through 6, Genesis 2:18, Genesis 2:20, Colossians 3:18. Husband, complete pages 29 through 38 and 91 through 96 of Wayne Mack's Preparing for Marriage God's Way, and the wife, complete pages 29 through 38 and pages 97 through 102. Session 4, Effective Communication. Nonverbal communication. Ephesians 4, verse 28, John 14, verse 21 and 23, Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, Luke 6, verse 46, Genesis 3, verse 7 through 10, Genesis 4, verses 5 through 6. Laudatory communication. 1 Peter 3, 12, John 14, verses 26 through 27, John 15, verse 15, Mark 9, verse 7, Proverbs 19, verse 20 and 27, Ephesians 4, verse 29, Psalm 116, verse 1, Proverbs 2, verse 2, Proverbs 18, verse 15, Proverbs 19, verse 20. Develop eagerness and desire to hear. James 1, 19, Proverbs 8, 34, Proverbs 15, 31. Identify and acknowledge your specific failures. 1 John 1, 7 and verse 9. Make becoming a better communicator a matter of prayer. James 4, 2. Complete Preparing for Marriage God's Way by Wayne Mack, pages 49 through 76. Session 5, Verbal Communication. Speak honestly, Ephesians 4, 25. Regularly, verses 26 through 27. Purposefully, verses 29 through 30. Repent of heart motivations that produce your corrupt speech. Matthew 12, verse 34. Rehearse your words like prodigal son in Luke 15, verses 18 through 19. Refer to Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5. Complete Preparing for Marriage God's Way by Wayne Mack, pages 57 through 70. Session 6, Resolving Conflict. Romans 12, verses 14 through 21. Romans 14, verse 19. Philippians 4, verse 2. Philippians 1, verse 27. Hebrews 12, verse 14, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. See disagreements as beneficial. Acts 6, verses 1 through 7, Romans 8, verse 28, James 1, verses 2 through 5, Proverbs 27, verse 17. Avoid sinning over disagreements. James 3, verses 14 through 16, James 4, verses 1 through 3, James 1, verses 14 through 15. Must allow forgiveness through repentance. 2 Corinthians 7, verses 9 through 10, 1 John 1, verse 9, Joshua 7, verse 19, Psalm 51, verse 1, Luke 9, verse 23, Ephesians 4, verse 22 through 24, Colossians 3, verse 8 through 12, and complete Preparing for Marriage God's Way by Wayne Mack, pages 77 through 90.